Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to kind of run through some information. Some recent developments in Alaska have led a lot of people to be curious. So we are going to just kind of run through what we know about it, how it spreads, what happened, what the deciding difference may have been between the recent development and all of those since 2015. And just kind of run through everything. Okay, so if you haven't figured it out, we are going to talk about Alaska pox. Alaska pox. Now, this is in the same family of illness as smallpox, something like that. It's something that will give you lesions, muscle pain, swollen lymph nodes, along those lines. Not pleasant. It was discovered in 2015. Since then, there have been seven confirmed infections. Okay, now officials think there's actually been more, but there have been seven confirmed infections since 2015. Recently, there was the first fatality. First person lost to it, or at least known to have been lost to it. So that obviously got a lot of attention because this is something new, and now it is causing loss. So what do we know? The person who was lost was elderly and immunocompromised due to cancer treatment. And there is a widespread belief that those two things in conjunction contributed to the severity of the situation. So it's again, it's one of those things. It's not saying that there's nothing to worry about. It's saying that this is what happened in this particular situation that was different. That might have led to a less desirable outcome. Okay, so the obvious question, can you pass it from human to human? The answer is they don't know. They don't know. There are no confirmed cases of that. And generally speaking, when you are talking about something that causes lesions, touching a lesion, that's not good. That very well might spread it. But it does appear at this point that most of this has been from spillover from animals, typically small animals. So what they're saying is stay away from stay away from wildlife, I think is what they're officially saying. Like all wildlife, just stay away from it. And when you come in from outdoors, wash your hands. That's what they're saying. Again, this is not something that is nationwide, even though most of the questions were from like other places where it was cold, but not Alaska. So it to my knowledge, it hasn't spread. It's all actually relatively close to Fairbanks. But that's the information that is available on it at this point in time. I will continue to monitor it to see if there's more cases that pop up quickly, or if this is going to be more spread out. Again, discovered in 2015, there actually haven't been a lot of cases. So, but we'll keep watching it. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.